Oh, hi there. I'm just sitting in my car waiting for a car spot as usual. And today I'm gonna start taking you guys on a little mission. I've got a couple of things to do before I go to Nepal. As I told you guys, I think I told you guys, I'm going to Nepal this month. Oh my goodness, it's come so quickly. And I've got to get a few things done. So I'm gonna show you what I have to do before I go and volunteer overseas, and I've done it before, so hopefully this time around it'll be smooth sailing.
So I'm just at my favourite travel agency, and I need to grab some travel insurance today. So that's really important, just a couple of little things, like last time I went I broke my luggage bag and I didn't expect that to happen. So now I'm just going to go visit my favourite travel agent, Irene, to set in, and I'm going to grab some travel insurance.
Hi guys, I'm just about to visit my favourite doctor and I'm going to have to go and get all those terrible vaccines like hepatitis and typhoid and all those really horrible things. So I'm here now, hopefully it all goes okay.
So I'm back at home. I mean, the vaccinations weren't that bad. I only cried like 3 times. That's all. Yeah, but no, seriously. I'd show you my battle scars, but it's kind of gruesome, so might not just yet. But the next thing I would be doing is going out and getting the appropriate clothing for the climate that I'd be going to. So, you know, Nepal's associated with freezing cold mountains, that is Mount Everest. But it's not cold all year round, despite what some people may believe. It's actually going to be a warm, wet season, so I don't really need to buy anything. I just need to get out my summer gear and my wind cheaters, and that should be good. Otherwise, if it were cold, Ali's having a sale, so I'd run off and go there. Okay, so I've gone to the travel agent, gotten my travel insurance, I've gone and got my vaccines, and I've double checked that I've got all the clothes necessary for the climate. And the very last thing to do is grab your visa and passport. So make sure you do your passport in advance. I've heard way too many stories about people forgetting to do their passports in time and not being able to go on their flight, which totally sucks. So I've got my passport all ready. One other really good idea is to sign up with Travel Smart, which is a government initiative. smarttraveler.gov.au. Go and find your tips and tricks off that. And then once you've got your visa, you're all ready to enter the country and do some wonderful volunteer work. So good luck with you guys going on the same adventure as I am, or if you're planning to do something similar to what I'm doing, good luck, and I hope you enjoyed the video. See you next time.